As 2025 winds down, Vermont Public Morning Edition host Jen Jarecki has been pondering a newsworthy year, one that included an eventful moment with a certain NPR host. Here's Jen.
As the year comes to a close, I've been reflecting on the ebbs and flows 2025 has brought, and something in particular really stands out. Back in April, Morning Edition host Layla Fadel came to Vermont to interview Mohsen Madawi, a student protester living in Vermont's Upper Valley who'd been swept up by ICE at an immigration appointment where he thought he was going to become a citizen. The morning after the interview, Layla was at Vermont Public before even I arrived, and she also came into the studio with me to listen to her interview with Madawi as it was airing. It was an event I will never forget. I wanted to get Layla's thoughts on Vermont and learn more about why she does this work, and she was game to chat again, too, so we reconnected at the beginning of the month, shortly after Thanksgiving. We talked briefly about the holiday.
It was good. I went to my parents, and I fake-helped my sister, who's very bossy in the kitchen, so I'm just like, I'm just going to roll these pre-made rolls.
And about that time, Sabrina Carpenter said she had the most calming speaking voice in the world.
Oh my God, that was career highlight. That was so sweet. Having Sabrina Carpenter say that about my voice, I was like on cloud nine, brought it up with A the next day when he tried to say that I was annoying.
And of course, I also asked about her impressions of Vermont. Let's pick the conversation up there.
Well, it was a highlight for me too, getting to be at the station, interact with you. I know we're up at the same time every day and probably speaking to Vermont at the same time or following each other, but we'd never met before, which was amazing. I found there to be just a kindness and an openness to everybody I met in Vermont, a curiosity, and it makes sense to me why there is support for the public station there, because I can imagine that everyone I met depends on it and listens to it and supports it. So it made me feel grateful to come out there, to visit, to meet people. And I wish I had gotten to spend more time.
Well, we hope you will come back again very soon.
Yeah, definitely.
Would you describe for listeners like what it's like when you travel for a story and how member stations like Vermont Public play a role in that?
The blessing at Morning Edition is that when I go into any part of the country, I can lean on the people who are from there because we have a station that is covering the community that I'm going to be visiting. I can reach out and without fail, reporters and editors and producers are willing to open the doors of their studios, are willing to give me advice and tips on what I'm doing, are willing to tell me, that doesn't really track. I would look at this or talk to this person. And so unlike a lot of places, it doesn't feel as much as like parachuting because I'm parachuting with this cushion of real knowledge that is helping make sure that our work reflects the community we're visiting.
So it was one of the greatest privileges of my professional career to listen to that interview with you, like feet from me here in the station. What motivated you to come in to hear it instead of just sitting outside and listening to it? Why come in with me and listen?
To me, listening is something you do in community. First of all, it's my interview. So you sort of lose your perspective after hours of like editing and cut this and keep this because it ends up we have 9 minutes and we interviewed him for half an hour or whatever. And so being able to be with somebody else who's hearing it for the first time and reacting to it for the first time and who also has the listening ears of a host, right? Like you do this every day, you listen to audio every day, you create audio every day. And so for me, it was a beautiful thing to be able to listen to it with you, seeing you get emotional and being touched by the interview felt like, okay, that means America will feel that too. And this hit the right note.
Sorry, I'm getting a little flaccid, Layla.
It was amazing. I mean, in the sense of getting to listen to it with you. I mean, we do the same thing, you know, for a little bit of different audiences. But yeah, we do the same thing every morning. We want to inform. We want to get to the person who's at the center of a story. Make sure we give our mic to the most powerful and the most powerless. Do the fact checking. Do the work. when it finally goes on the air every day, you're still nervous. Like, did I do everything in my power to make this as objective, as fair, as honest, and as reflective to the experience we had in the room? And I just want to underscore that, because there's been so many attacks on journalists, and as if we sit around trying to be biased, or actually our entire day is taken up with what have we missed? What voices could we bring on? How can we do better tomorrow? Because we aspire, not perfectly always, to be reflective of this entire country.
And even once the story is published, I think those questions are still asked.
Exactly.
And you are kind to say so, Layla, but we do similar things, but you are doing the good work of talking to some of the most powerful people in the world, some of the most popular people in the world, and holding that space for upwards of 14 million listeners every morning.
It's a privilege, and it's a huge responsibility. I know that I'm a stand-in for the listener, for the American public that turns to us to ask the hard questions, to dig deeper, to get reflective. You know, every interview is not the same. Sometimes I'm speaking to people who really do have power to change the life of Americans in this country. And in that moment, you want to make sure you're prepared, you're asking the right questions that listeners have on their minds, and you're not afraid to make things uncomfortable, because that's the important question to ask, no matter the reaction. And sometimes the job is to listen and ask questions in the right moment about art and culture or an experience that someone's been through, to build a bridge to maybe somewhere that our listeners might never visit, whether that's Vermont or Damascus. And so I don't take it lightly what I do. I think things through, as you know, I prepare as much as possible with a staff that is talented and amazing, of editors and producers who are working to book the right guests, to do the research, to do the work. Do we do it perfect every time? No, but we're always looking to try to get there.
Layla Fadel, host of Morning Edition, thank you so much for sharing with us why you enjoyed coming to Vermont so much, but also what moves you about doing this work day after day after day after day. We are truly grateful.
Thank you so much. I mean, that gets me a little emotional. It was wonderful to meet you. It was wonderful to come to Vermont Public. And I just want to thank our listeners for being there for us, for waking up with us, for depending on our work that we do for them every day.